Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. As more gruesome details about the state's aborted execution come out, attorneys say the event proves Tennessee's lethal injection protocol fails to prevent unnecessary pain and suffering. The Department of Correction attempted to put Tony Carruthers to death Thursday. Prison staff struggled to establish an IV line in his arms, so a doctor tried to go through cuts in his chest. One of Carruthers' attorneys, Maria De Liberato of the ACLU, was in the room. Unlike media witnesses, she had an unobstructed view of the hour-long process.
And I saw the blood and the puncture wound, and he couldn't get it in. And he tried again, saw a second puncture wound, more groaning, moaning. This doctor is oblivious to the fact that he is causing agony to Mr. Carruthers. And eventually he says, I can't get a central line.
She says the staff kept trying until a phone in the chamber rang and the warden called off further attempts. Attorneys say that IV complications are common in lethal injection, so it's predictable the prison doctor would need to establish a central line. They also say TDOC knew the doctor on site was not qualified to do so. They're calling on Governor Bill Lee to halt executions until the courts can decide on Burns v. Strada. That's the longstanding lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol. Nashville property valuations and the resulting tax bills have been generating controversy from businesses that fear they'll have to close because of the costs. Starting today, owners can begin formally appealing their assessments. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports some properties have already gotten adjustments.
Nearly 3,000 property owners asked the assessor's office for what's known as an informal review. WPLN asked for the data and found that almost half got their values lowered. Those outcomes add up. Values came down by a total of $54 million, which will impact tax bills. Still, some owners who still disagree with assessments can now pursue more formal appeals. There's now a one-month window to ask for one of those.
Property appeals are heard by the Board of Equalization. Visit WPLN.org to read more about the process, including the phone number to call for an appointment. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.